part of your vision, can you see anything there?
I can see some writing there, but I don't see what it says.
Okay, well, these are, this is by Ed Ruscha. And the picture's by Ed Ruscha.
Well, tell me something about him.
He's an American artist.
Contemporary? Contemporary?
He's still alive.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, still in. He's quite old.
But he's still with us.
Therefore,
he's contemporary.
Just on the line of biography of him in my catalogue. Painter, draftsman, filmmaker, and printmaker. And he produced 16 photo books between 1963 and 1978, of which this exhibition was based on Los Angeles photographs taken and made into a photo book called Some Los Angeles Apartments, 34 photographs.
It's recording.
They are
recording?
Yes,
sound.
Photographs.
Yes.
Newly built in the 60s.
Was he actually an architect as well?
No, I don't think he was.
It's a familiar name, but I don't know anything about him.
He certainly draws like an architect. They have him down here as a painter, draftsman, filmmaker, and printmaker. Obviously, he wasn't an architect. He might have studied.
No.
While studying.
An architect's draftsman, that's what Gibbons is. He do an awful lot of architectural drawings.
Well, they certainly look like architectural drawings that he did, because he drew from the photographs.
I see.
While studying at Chouinard Art Institute, now the Californian Institute of the Arts in Los Angeles, with the intention of becoming a commercial designer, he signed up for courses in photography, in addition to his painting courses. So there you go, he's planning to be a commercial designer. And he made these photographs of newly built Los Angeles apartments, which they tell us were not particularly astounding famous buildings or by famous architects. So the reasons for photographing them are not to record famous architecture.
Well, what is the purpose?
To photograph Los Angeles buildings. I don't have a clue.
So you go out.
I mean, it's you know, what's interesting. You have to look at maybe what's interesting about them. If it's not that, I mean, I think what I found interesting about it was that, you know, they're a bit like Warhol's Campbell's, you know,
you get
a lot of these kind of all rather looking the same, all done from the same kind of angle. And so you notice, it helps you to notice detail. You get your attention drawn to the detail, and it's very funny. When you're looking around the exhibition, some very funny details here.
Mm.
Especially the titles of the buildings have titles in them. Because they
such as what?
Well, such as this one's got Bay Arms. That's the title.
B A U
B A Y. Bay.
Oh, Bay.
Bay.
No.
Bay Arms. B-A-Y Arms. As in arms. And it says here that he had says here in this book some of the names that they had some of the names conjure associations with a vacation paradise on the Mediterranean, which I suppose is implying that Los Angeles was trying to be a very attractive place to settle.
American Riviera.
Yes. For instance, they called them Saint, buildings were called Saint-Tropez, Lee Tiki, Fontainebleau, Bronson Tropics, Capri, or Pompeii. Which is funny because I thought Pompeii was
Italy. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's buried under.
Well, it's in yes. Well,
is it still a tourist place?
They still go to have a look at the last days of.
Okay, Capri. Not to be confused with a car. There's a famous picture by Kippenberger and Erlen, which is a photograph of, well, it was a sculpture of a Capri painted black. And it was called, a Ford Capri painted black, and it was called Capri by Night.
Yeah.
Like a postcard of the place. Okay, now, so you've got these various different buildings. Here, the first one's, well, I don't know, it's the first one here. This one's called Americana.
Coffee.
1965. So this is their edition of 25 gelatine silver prints. Very beautiful drawings. Very silvery and beautiful. Gelatine silver.
Oh, now what is gelatine silver?
Processing of photographs, type of photography which
oh, I see.
Gives
it
you a very high quality detail.
Yeah. I thought it was some particular paint that you painted it.
No, it's a photographs. These are photographs.
Yes.
He did do drawings from them.
Yeah.
And they're in the exhibition too. This is Americana, 1965. And it's... can you see anything there? It's got a bit of a car poking in the corner there. Can you see the wheel of the car? Cadillac-y thing. A little lawn in the front. Very David Hockney-ish. And the palm trees. Two small, stumpy-looking palm trees. Stumpy-looking for Los Angeles standards. And glass doors. And it's called the Americana, and it's bright sun. And it's taken from across the road where Ed Ruscha stood, did stand. Clearly a blue sky if it was in colour.
Is this the time that marvellous architect who did building projected out over cliffs and things?
No,
what's
I think
his
it's
name?
Frank
what's
Lloyd
his name?
Wright.
Yeah, Frank Lloyd Wright.
A bit later. Yeah. These aren't like Frank Lloyd Wright's, really.
No.
It's much more sort of... I mean, they're not built into a landscape. They're Los Angeles apartment blocks.
That's something I always wanted was a Frank Lloyd house.
Yes. Yes, that would be quite something. Now this... This one has got its title on the side of the building again in italic writing, which is very funny.
What sort of writing?
Italic.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of rich. It's put on the apartment. You can see that it's not painted on, it's proper heavy lettering that's been stuck on the side of the apartment.
What did it say?
The 1400. The 1400. Now that must probably have to do, and yet there's the number. You see,
yeah,
it's called the 1400 because it's number 1400.
Yes,
very funny. So he titles the photographs by the names of the buildings, so you don't get any sign of any other intention here apart from recording the buildings. You don't get. Doesn't say, you know. Car parked in sleepy Los Angeles, you know, it's called the 1400, and there's a car parked in front of us.
Can you give me any idea of what sort of style architecture it is? Can you think of anything that I would remember?
It's like modernist.
Yeah.
Square blocks with
Corbusier or something like that.
Yes, square blocks with glass. They got some. Sort of like this kind of stonework, perhaps stonework that you often get in Texas ranches going up the side of, in two blocks.
Oh, well, they are actually sort of decorated houses,
there's
not just plain
some are very,
machines for living.
Some are very plain, but this has got this Texan ranch style sort of stonework in two slabs going up the side. The writing's very decorative. There's always plants put outside them. The windows are quite plain, and the glass is, you know, very like Le Corbusier. And this one here is called the Continental. It's another apartment, but again, it's sort of scrawling italic writing. But this has got some beautiful, beautiful star shape put on the side of the building as well. Sort of emblem of a star. Very sort of Americana, 60s. And this is kind of like balconies. They look like balconies, but they don't know where you'd stand. All right, things to stop you falling out of the window. And these have got two blocks on
the
side.
They don't project from the house. They don't project from the house.
No, that's a tiny thing. No, they don't seem to. And they, maybe just so you can lean. I don't know, it doesn't seem to project at all. And then this, can you see it all in the light? And these two squares, so it's sort of bookended. This long, long rectangular building. It's bookended by two squares of different coloured tiling. So it's very funny building. And these are very tall palm trees now, you see. They're the big long ones that cut right out of the picture. You can't even see the tops of them. And then you've got these lovely 60s American cars parked. The carports. The people who live there, because obviously the cars are second to the apartments, and very important in Los Angeles. So this is on the corner of a street, this one, and got telegraph poles. Now this one is called Golden Gardens. It's got the number of the apartment on the building, which I can't read from here. But this is like almost like an Art Deco kind of, maybe some are Art Deco. Maybe they weren't all newly built.
That's the period, is it? Perhaps.
I think some of them are modern. Oh, well, for that time. Maybe they're mimicking them Art Deco style. It's funny, that's the point of these photographs, to start, you know, to find out about the photograph, you have to start finding out about the building.
Yeah.
Now, so this is on the corner of the street.
And when you say corner, does it come at right angle?
Yes, it's a right angle building. The thing that makes it look Art Deco is the entrance, which is long, along a gated rectangle up from the entrance doors in a different colour, the long glass. Can you see that? See that at all?
No, but just sort of outline it for me.
Yeah.
That's the door.
There's a door at the bottom, and it goes up with these long sheets of glass.
Oh,
windows. And this is inlaid. It's again, it's got both sides of the building inlaid with what looks like a mosaic pattern, and that's where it says Golden Gardens.
Yeah, does it have any relation to gardens and plants and things?
I think not.
No.
Except for the palm trees outside.
Oh, I see.
I think it's just, it's to make it sound beautiful. This one's Bay Arms. This is the Bay Arms. Did we start at Bay Arms?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, it's Bay Arms. It's more, they look strangely like motels. Hotels. I mean, that's what they remind me of, hotels, because of the names. Oakwood Gardens, 1,075. It's the number of the block.
Oakwood,
1,075. And there's traffic lights hanging from strings. And it's got a little sign that says right turn only. And yeah, this is it's a sort of fascia of the building that's been focused on, but it goes back at a sharp perspective along the side.
Give me some idea how many people would it house.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I'd say about, I think there's probably about, not counting the ground floor, 28 apartments. Maybe 28 apartments. It's big. So it's called the Prospector, and it's got lots of those, what are those little flags called? Bunting.
Yes.
Bunting, all rising up from it like a great big bunting explosion. Called the Prospector. Which is, it's a prospector.
Well, somebody goes prospecting for gold.
They don't beat about the bush, do they?
Well, I mean, it could mean other things as well, but when you talk about plastic, I always think about people with their little trees.
Yeah.
The river's edge.
That's right, yeah. Twin palms, and that's got that nice brick rock stonework here. And again, it's a very...
Is it smooth or is it lumpy?
No, it's not... I don't know how to describe it. There's probably a term for it, but in these kind of ranches, and even in fireplaces, they'd have them indoors, surrounding the fire. This kind of stonework, stonework, but quite flat.
Yes.
And it has this running along about 4 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet up until the windows. This is a much smaller block. Quite bland, and then this is the Saint-Tropez, and great big, again, it's very soft. The writing's like somebody's just done it really quickly with a hand and spiky. Saint-Tropez, signed it. It was signed. It's so strange. It's like somebody signed the buildings.
Who would be signing it?
Well, it. What I mean is that the big nameplate of the building.
Looks
as if it's been signed. It looks like a giant sign of the building.
And it's all with somebody's name?
No, it's the name of the building.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but it looks like a signature. So
yes,
very casually signed. Yes. It's got nice balconies everywhere. So it's...
I suppose the others were sort of pretend balconies. But they were just... bars or something outside the window that made it look like that.
They look like the sort of thing that would allow. I don't quite understand it. I think it was decorative, but it allows you to stand at the window and lean out, I suppose.
But it
just had this decorative sort of.
I think I understand that because when I went to Caroline's flat. I opened the window thinking I was going out onto a balcony, and it wasn't. No, you know, really quite dangerous. So it's perhaps one of those.
Yeah.
Stop you actually opening it, thinking.
Stop you. Yeah, I don't quite understand it because you could just make the window small. You know what I mean?
It's nice to have a big window, but it's very good not to have to fall out of it.
That's sad. Now. This is Rodeo Manor, which is a kind of, I think it's quite old-fashioned, really. Quite an old manor house look to it. Can you see it at all? It's a little stretch. Looks like it's winter. Palm trees, don't it? Again, it's a bit Art Deco, but maybe this is an old one, curved around.
Well, they're very fond in America when my first encounter with it. They'd say, oh, so-and-so, he lives in a Tudor house. And he's in a Georgian house. Now, they used to build these things in the style of, but actually call them Tudor and Georgian and so on.
Oh, very funny.
Victorian.
Yes, these are definitely, that looks like an Art Deco. And this is like, this is called Beverly Manor Apartments. And this is, you see, both these are actually very different because neither of these have the name of the apartment in big writing on the side of it.
Mm.
And they don't seem to have a side as such, because the other ones, when you look at these, you notice that the other apartments had big facades, big fascias that were, which were like blank sheets, blank stucco, white, which enabled a huge name to be signed across it, name of the apartment, blazoned across it. And these are much more traditional kind of houses, apartments. Again, looking very Art Deco. Yeah. So this one is Linden Terrace. Yeah, that's just written on the window, Linden Terrace. It's completely glass front. Very beautiful.
Mm.
You get a lot of light in there. In the entrance hall. Do you see that? A huge the whole, almost like a quarter of the building is just glass. Mm. And then you've got this complete wall on either side, so the windows must be on the other side. It's a bit strange.
Mm.
I mean, so it's a strange thing photographing all of this. I wonder what the fascination was.
And they're all the same period, more or less.
Yeah, 1965.
Well,
I don't know about the building, but the photographs, 1965, done.
Oh, no,
a single
I meant
project.
The building.
Oh, yes. That's they look more or less the same.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't be out there, because there wouldn't be much point in photographing all different years, would it?
Yeah. Let's have a look. Let's see.
Maybe there's a building built in this era.
Oh, look, Frank Lloyd Wright. Very interesting. As an artist photo, Roche's Los Angeles apartments had a provocative effect on readers, much like 26 gasoline stations photograph. There's another great series from Ed Roche, 26 gasoline stations. These filling stations with a uniform repetition of standard, that's the name, were a direct consequence of individual needs and therefore essentially a paradoxical form of steadily growing personal mobility. Cars, streets and freeways, indispensable requisites of motorised traffic promoted or dictated by the automobile and oil industries, had left their visual imprint on both the urban and rural landscape. That same sense of freedom was embodied in the housing developments that were springing up everywhere. So it sounds like there are new housing developments springing up everywhere in the 60s when he was photographing this. Oh, hang on. The 20s and 30s had already seen the construction in and around Los Angeles of apartments, bungalows and ranch houses in a diversity of styles from different epochs and countries. Foremost among the architects were Rudolf Michael Schindler and Richard Neutra. Both of them had moved to Los Angeles after completing their studies in Vienna, working with Frank Lloyd Wright. Their international style architecture, that's what they call it, underpinned by simplicity and rationalism, was a far cry from the housing complexes. Oh, right, right. We're a far cry from the housing complexes Roche would photograph in the early 60s.
Mm.
So, okay, usually, okay, now these. Now, this is a description of the apartments he, Roche, would photograph, which are a far cry from the architects Rudolf Michael Schindler and Richard Neutra, who studied with Frank Lloyd Wright. Usually, who's speaking here? Hang on. Just, footnotes and they don't know where. Okay, let's have a look. See Richard Marshall. Okay. This is Richard Marshall speaking. Okay. Usually a boxy rectangle of wood construction with stuccoed exterior walls, these 1960s apartments display an eccentric, embellished, cheap and often ridiculous version of the pure modern style exemplified by Neutra and Schindler. A ridiculous version of the modern style. That's interesting, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So when you ask what it was, you know, is it like that? I thought the Corbusier, but apparently no, it's a ridiculous version.
Yeah.
A ridiculous version of that. Designed to be cost effective, they were built to fill the entire lot from the sidewalk property line to the back. So they're pressed right close against the sidewalk with parking efficiently tucked under the living area in carports. They retain none of the privacy, cross-lighting and ventilation, flowering gardens or architectural originality that they hope to announce by their decorated facades.
Yeah.
So you know all the Saint-Tropez and these facades that they have this whole wall of, and all the palm trees, none of that exists within the building. That's very fun, isn't it? Nor the privacy, cross-lighting, however, they were of great interest, not necessarily to the people who lived in them, but to Rouchet, precisely because they expressed the freedom, diversity, newness, and irony of the visual experience of Los Angeles. Very interesting. And then it goes on about his photographs. Canadian artist Jeff Wall has described these photographs as the photographs in some Los Angeles apartments, 1965, for example, synthesize the brutalism of pop art with a low contrast monochromatism of the most utilitarian and perfunctory photographs, which could be imputed to have been taken by the owners, managers or residents of the buildings in question, although one or two pictures suggest some recognition of the criteria of art photography or even architectural photography. The majority seem to have been to take a pleasure in a rigorous display of generic lapses, improper relation of lenses to subject distances, insensitivity to time of day and quality of light, excessively functional cropping with abrupt excisions of peripheral objects, lack of attention to the specific character of the moment being depicted. All in all, a hilarious performance, an almost sinister mimicry of the way people make images of the dwellings in which they are involved. Rouchet's impersonation of such an every person obviously draws attention to the alienated relationships people have with their built environment, but his pictures do not in any way stage or dramatise that alienation the way that Walker Evans did or what Lee Friedlander was doing at the moment. So he's an every person. He's, according to Jeff Wall, taking photographs, producing the alienation by taking photographs as a kind of everyman. But I don't know if that's... I don't get that at all. I mean, I wish you could see them, because I don't get that. You know, I really don't. I think they have a kind of functional quality. But I think it's also negative.
You mean he's denigrating all this?
Well, it seems everything they say is really negative about the buildings and about, you know, the hilarious, ridiculous, you know, compared to the, and also Jeff Wall with his hyper photography thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's just a genuine interest here.
Yeah.
And that somebody pretends to be an everyman is a bit of a weird thing to say.
Isn't it?
What does Jeff Wall then? Does he pretend to be a singular kind of singular person looking down upon on some? You know, it's funny.
Yes, it's not often you find someone making a book about the things that he despises.
Well, exactly. I mean, he's interested.
Do you think he really despises all this?
No, I don't at all. I think, you know, I think you're going to have mixed beings.
Yeah. I mean, I can only go by your description, but some of them sound lovely.
I think they, and I think time changes things as well.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe there's a kind of prejudice in the air in 65 that is not there anymore.
Yeah.
Very beautiful. This is a fantastic building. Just completely just one singular block with, well, two floors, ground and first floor.
Yeah.
Lovely, again, a lovely little kind of almost like a compass symbol on one side. Lovely stonework that you get around the fireplaces of some American houses or Frank Lloyd Wright style houses around the window. And the number, just the simple number on this plain white facade, simple number, 6753. Beautiful.
Mm.
I think the photographs, you know, do an enormous service to these buildings to make you notice the exquisite detail.
The perception of beauty changes so much all the time.
Yeah, yes. Especially when it comes to a heavily loaded issue like living.
Yes.
Accommodation.
Yes.
And that was Selmar Avenue. And this is 279 South Avenue 54. Again, it's a small two-story apartment. Outside, and it's just got huge numbers. I mean, huge numbers. 279. Wonderful. So, and then he did drawings. I wanted to find Pompeii, actually. I didn't see what Pompeii looked like. Beverly Sycamore, 853 South Devon. 2106 to 2108 South Beverly Glen Boulevard, which are a great big. They got thatched roofs, those ones. Tudor with thatched roofs. That is quite something with the big garages on the first floor.
Yeah.
Just huge gaping garages.
Yeah.
And very funny. And this one is like something that Laura and Hardy would tumble down those stairs. Now this is very much like a David Hockney drawing. Funny enough, these are, he then did drawings of these. So he would draw from the photographs. Just very architectural line drawings. Can you see that? And then this beautiful. So he's done two drawings of the study for Doherty Drive apartment building. And that's Doherty Drive.
Yeah.
That's the drawing. And this is just a plain line drawing with this sort of perspective of this high palm going up. Two palm trees on either side. Total line drawing. Very, very rude and precise.
Yeah.
Beautiful palm trees etched out. And then the drawing he did was almost a photograph. It's so odd. He then reproduces a photograph. But it just looks, because it's used powdered graphite, and pencil and paper, it's kind of a cloudy, it's like a cloudy look to the smoky, it's all very smoky, it's a smoky drawing of a beautiful day in Los Angeles, apartment blocks, looking up at the sky, you know, looking up. Can you see it? This is total lines.
Yeah, I can't see the just the lines.
This is the Doherty Towers. This is the line drawing of the Doherty Towers. Pencil on transparent paper. And this is a lot of writing. Funny when you look at those and then you turn the page,
it's got writing. Yeah.
So we don't get it, it's the dull thing. Excellent. Oh, there it is, it's a photograph of the. Oh no, that's the Wiltshire Boulevard. It's just like the Doherty building as well. Same palm trees coming up the side. Dwarfed by buildings. Probably it's Wiltshire Boulevard. Okay. Yeah, this is similarly cropped as in the drawing of Doherty. Oh, it's Doheny Drive. Doheny Drive. The building on the corner of South Beverly Glen Boulevard and Wiltshire Boulevard again looms directly into the picture from below. This time it is quite different from the photograph. Rousseau has eliminated the strip of park-like vegetation in the foreground, which borders the building complex facing Wiltshire Boulevard and also the ground floor area, both of which can be seen in the enlargement of the original print. Instead, he has added several stories, making the building seem... I thought he meant stories. Several stories, making the... So he's added stories. That's interesting, isn't it? Making the building seem taller than it actually is. The support of the adjoining building...
What do you mean, these photographs? Or added some more photographs?
In the drawing, he's added to
no,
the stories and
yes,
made it taller.
Mm.
It's funny. I wonder why.
Perhaps that was the original idea.
Yeah, there's a drawing, there's a photograph. Mm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Mm.
Two extra stories.
Yeah.
Very funny. Excellent.
It would be interesting to be able to read all that with the illustrations.
Yes, this...
That would take a long time, wouldn't it?
Well, they have the... Usually they have this information available in the exhibition because it makes a huge difference.
Oh, yes, yeah. I mean, you couldn't sit down and do the whole thing at one time, but you could at least choose a few things and then listen to the reading about it.